And if you will not for all this hearken unto me, but walk contrary unto me, then I will walk contrary unto you also in fury. And I, even I, will chastise you seven times for your sins. Now this is another set of seven. Let's see what he says there. And you shall eat the flesh of your children. This has gone a little too far for me. By this time, I would hope that somebody would get some sense in their head. But if we have such a great famine in this country, and he's done all these things, and we're down nearly to that point, we're down to the point of where the enemy, the next step in this country is for the enemy to come and overtake this country. We've already had all these other devastating things. I mean, we've had the Katrinas. I mean, we've had the floods up and down the Mississippi. We've had the fires in California. We've had the earthquakes. We've had the storms. We've had the tornadoes. We've had everything. I mean, the high winds. And it just devastated America. In fact, the cost of California has broken California. Their bank is broken. They're way back. And the United States government is trying to help them, and they're broke. And the broke's trying to help the broke. You'd think somebody that professes to be a Christian would believe this. What is wrong with the president we got today that professes to be a Christian? Does he not read the Bible? Does he not believe this thing? What is wrong with President Bush? Does he not know that God says, you will not give away or divide my land? And that's all they're doing is working on giving away to Israel. What? Do they not read this book? And you shall eat the flesh of your sons, and the flesh of your daughters shall you eat. I want you mothers to think, or you daddies to think, if you have children or grandchildren, can you even go there thinking that you would get so hungry that you would kill one of your grandchildren or one of your children to eat them? No, I can't. I personally, I believe with all my heart, I would die first.
Amen.
But see, there's a difference in me than a lot of people. I got the Spirit of God living in me, and I got the love of God living in me, and you have the same thing.
Amen.
You can't go there. But what about these people that don't have that? They will kill their children and eat their children. You're going to see live cannibalism in America if this country don't change.
Amen.
I mean, this is the Word of God we're reading. I will destroy your high places and cut down your images and cast your carcasses upon the carcasses of your idols, and my soul shall abhor you. I shall hate you for what you've done. Well, if God hates you, you got a problem. You got a real problem. So far, we've heard what he does when he don't like you, right? If there's anybody, I mean, when I saw what I saw in California, my first statement, well, the next two or three days with all these fires, when it went from 500 in a year to thousands in one day, I said, whoa, somebody in California ticked off the king. Somebody made him mad. And they did. Then I found out what they did. Then I knew why he was ticked off. And then what does it say the next verse? And I will make your cities waste, and I will bring your sanctuaries unto desolation, and I will not smell the savor of your sweet odors. If he's going to make your cities waste, man, that would be real easy today with just a little suitcase nuclear bomb in each city, wouldn't it? Just waste them. Nothing left. And do you think those are in America? Oh, yeah, they're here. They're here. And those Muslims got them. And that's just like the whatever they call him, I don't know if he's the president or whatever he is of Iran, on television. He said, I'm going to do to the Jews in 12 minutes what Hitler didn't finish in 12 years. In other words, I'm going to annihilate you bunch of Jews. You bunch of stupid Christians and Jews, I'm going to wipe y'all out. I'm going to destroy America. Who's putting all that in his heart? God. God, but God's using Satan to do it. But God is raising up that group of people to judge this country because we're turning our back on the king. And I will bring the land into desolation, and your enemies will dwell therein, shall be astonished at it. Even our enemies will be astonished at this country after they see what happens to it. The next couple of verses. Is there two more verses filled, or is that it? That's it. Okay, let's go to Jude chapter 1. I'm going to take you. We saw, is anybody, after verse 14, starting with verse 14, did anybody see anything in this that you liked? Now, the first 13 verses, did you see anything you liked? I mean, the first 13 verses, do you remember seeing anything in the first 13 verses you liked? What did he say? Started off saying, if you will obey me, I will do all these wonderful things. He's going to bless you. He's going to bless your children. He's going to bless your crops. Your grapes are going to grow. Your crops are going to grow. Your fruit trees are going to grow. In other words, there's going to be fruit on the trees year-round. I mean, you know, when this tree's making fruit, this one over here's got fruit on it. In other words, when the peaches are going, the pears are going to be ripe, and we're going to be going, and my lands, you're just going to be able to have so much good stuff, you ain't going to know where to stop. Now, I like all that in the first 13 verses, don't you, Jack?
I do.
I love that. But if, in verse 14, that's where it starts the other way. But if you do not, then from there to verse 34, there was nothing he said I liked. Okay, let's go to Jude chapter 1. Jude chapter 1, verse 1. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. So who he's talking to? The church. That's you and me. Very clear. He's talking to the church. Mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. I like that too. Praise the Lord. Okay, verse 3 and 4. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Everybody needs to stay in there in faith, this wonderful message of salvation that's been sent to us. He said, the reason I've written this to you, for there are certain men crept in unaware. Now today we've got a bunch of these critters. It seems like they're everywhere. It seems like they're in our government. They're in our churches. They're all over the place. For there are certain men crept in unaware who were before of old ordained to this condemnation. They're ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God, and our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's see what he says they teach. Verse 5 and 6. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. Did I miss a couple of verses? Did I read them all? I read them all. Okay, I thought there was something. Maybe I'll get to it in a minute. Afterwards destroyed them. In other words, I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt. Now, who saved them out of the land of Egypt? The Lord did. After he saved them out of the land of Egypt, afterwards, the Lord destroyed them that believed not. Is that what that says? That's what it says. And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains unto darkness until the judgment of the great day. Now, what is he talking about there? Where are these guys? I'll tell you where I think these angels are. Yeah, there was a third of them fell with Lucifer, okay? But I think that when these fell, I think when Satan was cast down with his third, they came down here and God had given them a set of instructions of what they could do. And I think, now I may be completely wrong. You may not agree with me here. This is okay. This is, I guess, since I can't confirm this with a word, this is Scrivenerology. And sometimes, you get in trouble when you do something like this. But I'm just going to tell you, this is what the Lord has revealed to me, or at least I think it's the Lord, that there was a group of angels that Satan pulled off to the side, had a team, and he said, I so want to destroy mankind, but yet I want me and my group to be saved. Now, right now, I used to be with God, and you guys were with him. But now then, since we didn't obey him, he threw us out of the third heaven, and now we are down here on earth. Now he's going to save every man, but we're going to have to come do something so we can be redeemed. I want to be saved. I want to walk with God. So he said, you group, you go over there and you go cohabitat with the daughters of men, and you bring forth a race of angelic human beings. That's written in the Scripture. In Genesis 6. And they brought forth a group of giants. Have you ever read that? Yeah. Isn't that something? And so these angels that brought forth this group of giants were in total disobedience of what God had told Satan him and his bunch could do. And the angels, which kept not their first estate, God told them, you can go this far and do this. But he says, you cannot cohabitate with these women down here and bring forth children. I will not allow it. But Satan said, well, I'm going to put the king to the test. I'm going to make this little group, I ain't going to take them all, but I'm going to take this little group over here, and I'm going to have them go in there and take women, the daughters, regular women, and they're going to cohabitate with those women, and they're going to bring forth children, which are going to be part angel and part man. And then we'll have a nation of giants, and then if we can get every human being tainted like this, then if God saves anybody, he'll have to save us all.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.